Hello, everyone. Welcome to a KFC Supercoach AFL Pocket Pod. Al Payton here with Tim Mitchell. And Tim, we're talking about one of the most exciting players in the AFL and one of the most confounding players for me in KFC Supercoach, and that is Nick Daicos. Incredibly, he's the eighth most popular pick in the entire game so far. He's in nearly 50% of teams. He's played one season, and obviously he was fantastic. Do we have to pick him this year? I mean, what can he do in his second year?
Well, I think people are looking at that price tag, Al, and rightfully thinking, I can get a season keeper for 502K, which there's a lot of other players around his price tag that you can make a decent case for as well, like Hayden Young, like Mason Redman, like potentially Jordan Ridley if he's got a bit more of a freer role at Essendon this year. But Nick Daicos in the second half of last year, like, the rule is meant to be for first-year players. And I know he's so far from your average first-year player, but they're meant to get to maybe the midway point of the season and then drop off. He got to the midway point of the season and took off. His average went another 10 or 15 points up. And I was just one of the lucky coaches that I meant to trade him out through the buys. And I just had too many other issues that I was dealing with. So I had to keep him. And I benefited from that late season surge that he had. And he's going to go from playing as sort of that free role in defence where he was the distributor and taking kickouts to playing in the midfield this year. And I just don't see any reason why he can't take his average from 90 to 100. I think this will be the first of 10-plus years that he averages 100 or more in KFC Supercoach.
Well, so we're talking about a potential second-year breakout, and there's a bit of a fabled, mythical thing almost in Supercoach because it does not happen very often. No. I looked up the numbers, and you're looking at players like Clayton Oliver averaged 70 in his first year and then 111 in his second. Bont averaged 78 in his first year, then 103, and Sam Walsh went from 87 to 101. And there, you know, it was pretty hard to find those. So there's not many cases. Most players, have a nice, they break into the system and maybe score 70 or 80, and then they stay around that for a few years before, it's your third or fourth year where you break out. You mentioned his numbers last year. Daicos averaged 82 in the first sort of half of the season through to the bye, and then 102 after the bye. But it was a bit of an odd run because even though, those numbers are, you can't knock him. But he only had 3 tons in that run, but they were big scores, 143, 163, 129. So, I mean, for a player to do that in his first year, as you say, getting towards the end of the year, shows what an unbelievable talent he is. But there are a couple of 60s and 70s in there as well. There was one game where he was tagged by Ryan Clark, which is something that I think could happen more this year. So it's not clear cut for me, and it's just, what can he average? I think he can definitely average more than he did last year, but can he jump enough to be a top eight defender when you have all those elite guys like your Tom Stewarts and James Sicilies that we know can score so well? So if someone else has a Sicily in their defence and he's averaging 115 and I've got Daicos and he's going 100, is that something I should be worried about?
I just don't have any of those same doubts, Al. I think Nick Daicos is just, like you mentioned, a couple of names there that have gone into, well, from their first year, have then gone on to become like Clayton Oliver, absolute top echelon scorers in KFC Supercoach. And I think Nick Daicos is going to do that, whether it's this year or whether it's in a couple of years' time. Like, he's going to be one of those guys that's averaging 110 or 115 consistently every season. And I think he can pretty comfortably get to that 100 mark this year. And I think, as I said earlier, I think for 502K, you're getting a likely season keeper in defence.
Do you mind where he plays? Because he's mixed it up between defence and the midfield in pre-season in match simulation. Seems like probably more midfield lately. But then he can use his, so he misses out on potentially kick-ins. He took 52 kick-ins last year, played on from all of them. That's a nice little way to bump up your score. But then maybe does he add, goal contested, assists and
contested footy as well. So I just think he's that good. I don't think it matters where he's played. Like, he's, what did I said on one of our recent KFC Supercoach official podcasts that I think he's about eighth or ninth rung in Brownlow betting.
Yeah.
That's just how good he is. Like, that should not happen for a second-year player. So Nick Daicos is just on another level, and I think the high ownership is completely justified.
I went through some of these, potential, concerns, and I took him out of my side, and I thought, it just doesn't feel right. Like,
no.
Watching Collingwood play, and then I think Collingwood tweeted a video of him in an intra-club game winning a centre clearance and kicking a goal from about 60 metres out, and I'm like, you can't, he's just so fun to watch and have fun to have in your team. And I think you say he's going to be for the next decade probably, that I think he's just about must have. And the fact that so many other players have him,
yeah,
if he comes out and he's flying, and, I talked about, the potential, you might lose out by not having a top tier defender. But if I've got Sicily averaging 110 and you've got Daicos averaging 110 and you paid 100 grand less and you've picked up points somewhere else on the field, then, I'm losing out in that matchup. So I think he's just such a fun player to watch that he's someone I want to have in my KFC Supercoach side.
Yeah, definitely. That high ownership's a big factor, Al. And I think, yeah, definitely something that people should be considering going into round one. But, yeah, if I had to make a final call, I think he's a very easy choice, even if he's your D3 this year.